This fall, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that, quote, substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Kathy LaForge-Tonkin, and her book, Leave or Lay, a Family Memoir, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the memoir category. She joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So nice to have you along with us. So tell us, of course, to begin, where the idea came from. Where was the germination, and how was the germination of the book?
Well, it was a little odd. I years ago, I had written a small booklet about the history of our cottage in Wisconsin, and it had turned 100 years old, so I wrote that history, and I thought that I would pick that up and continue writing about the cabin, but it kind of schmoozed into something else, and I've worked on our family tree for like 35 years, and I started putting in some of the history of the family and the different branches, and then it just developed into more of the whole family, the four different branches of the family, and that's kind of how it went. It kind of had a life of its own.
So tell me about where you gathered a lot of this information. Folks, of course, have been doing painstaking work on genealogy long before there were websites and software to help, but now that there are websites and software to help, you can really move things along. Where did you find a lot of this information?
Well, I started out interviewing everyone in my family that I could, grandparents, aunts and uncles, my mom and dad. And I just wrote down all the family stories that they told me. And there were so many, and so many of them were real fun and funny, and a lot of them were tragic. And so I just thought I had to write this down for the future generations, and that's kind of how I started at the old public library, and with ordering microfilm from Quebec area, you could do interlibrary loan with microfilm, and I'd sit at the machine and look at microfilm for days and days and days and days, and that's kind of how I started with pencil and paper.
As we look at this stuff, you know, we can go online and we can find, you know, maybe a death notice or a birth notice or tax rolls or, you know, maybe some little article. I found an article once about my grandpa, and he had some great cattle or something, and there was a little article about his cattle, and you can find that sort of thing. But the family stories, some of them are big stories about perhaps a birth or a death or a fire or something big.
Yes.
Some are little funny stories.
Yes.
What is the role of family stories as people look into their history? And do we tend to kind of maybe not take it as seriously as we should?
Well, a lot of people don't. I just think storytelling is such fun, and it's really important to pass these stories down to future generations, to kind of know your family better, to know the real people. You can go online and check the census records and the births and the deaths and the marriages, and then you've got names and dates. But I feel the family stories really are so much more interesting.
Well, they make the people real. And if you think about, you know, how would I like a great-great-grandchild to remember me? It wouldn't be born here, died here, even necessarily worked here.
Yes.
So as you began to stretch that thread backward from yourself, and as you began to add some of your own family stories and some contemporary family stories, and you began to, again, to stretch that thread back from you and attach to different people in the past, what was that experience like for you?
Well, it was really great. My parents have passed away, and it really brings them back to you, telling their stories. And brings them back to mind and how much fun you had in the past. And I had one grandparent in my life. The rest had been living far off or unapproachable. So telling their stories helps you to get to know them better and bring them back to you, back to life a little more. So that's always fun.
I read someplace something about relatives or ancestors. I can't remember where it was or even what it was, but all of a sudden, whatever the words were, made me feel as though those people were a part of my life and a part of me. And my attitude changed a little bit going forward. I guess I didn't feel like I was sort of this being suspended in space all by myself, that there was, even if I couldn't see them, there was a tribe of people behind me. Did you have that sense?
Oh, yes, very much so. And in researching their place of birth and their parents and some of their family stories, you can really get a feeling for why you are the way you are. It helps explain your own personality and your own traits, and that's kind of fun.
As you share this book, the results, you know, on an ongoing basis, the results of the research and the investigating that you're doing with other family members, what's their reaction?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I have a very small family. I have two cousins in the whole world and one aunt, and they've just loved it. They really enjoyed reading the stories. My mother's sister, Susie, my aunt Susie, really loved the stories about mom and dad, and because she experienced them firsthand. And so, it was like I say, after people have passed on, it brings them back to life for you. And it's interesting. My siblings were really liked the book. They would correct me. Well, I don't remember this happening exactly like that. So that was kind of funny.
Now, that's got to be one of the few areas as a writer where you are going to have readers call, write, and say, huh, that's not the way it happened.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So should a family memoir actually have footnotes, for example, where one accounting of a story is written down and then there's a footnote, and this is Cousin John's version, and this is Sister Mary's version?
Well, you know, that might help people, but I just feel, I really don't think that's necessary. Because it's really comes down to your version. You're writing the book, it's your version. And if anybody wants to have a problem with that, well, then they can write their book and their version.
Exactly. You remember it differently, write your own book.
Yeah.
I like it. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What fun to talk with you.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Kathy LaForge-Tonkin, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. Her book, Lever Lay, A Family Memoir, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the memoir category. Minnesota Reads on KUMD is supported in part with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.